If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN Radio. It's Iridian Fierro, and today I'm joined by a star in All Elite Wrestling. She was the inaugural New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Champion. She's been a TBS champion, and she's currently participating in the Women's Owen Hart Tournament. I'm talking about Willow Nightingale. Willow, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
I am so excited that I have the opportunity to chat with you. I've been wanting to talk with you forever, so I'm so excited.
Yes, I am too. It's always lovely to see like familiar faces. I've really been enjoying my AEW chapter of my career. But, you know, I've seen faces like you supporting me through indies, and that all helped me get here. So thank you for the continued support and now helping me get my voice out.
I'm so ready. I got my Willow bracelet on.
Oh, thank you.
We will power through. So, Willow, you won the Owen Hart tournament last year. Mm-hmm. And in AEW, I don't know if you know this, but you are the only woman to have participated in all of the tournaments and all of the Owen Hart ones.
Oh.
So you are at the top right now. And tied at second place, there's like five women. It's Sky Blue, Britt Baker, Nyla, Ruby, and Sheeta. So they're all at second place. But you are at the top right now. So what does that mean for you to hold the most appearances and to be able to participate in that tournament, especially having won it before?
So the first Owen Hart Foundation tournament, it was a qualifying match. Mm-hmm. So we can count it or not count it as actually being a part of the tournament. But for me, it's particularly memorable because that was my first time actually wrestling on AEW television. I had done like AEW Dark a bunch. I had even done Ring of Honor at that point because Tony had just bought it out. And I had done the very first Supercard of Honor under his like ownership. And I'd done ROH before that. But this was the first time that they were putting me on AEW TV. So I wrestled Red Velvet on Rampage. And I didn't win. But it's still very special because it's like that bookmark moment in my life. And I was just talking to my mom the other day. She's like, I'll never forget Red Velvet because she was your opponent for that very special match. And then last year, I was put in like full force, no qualifying, just full, you know, company wanted me in there. And I don't know, me, when I think about like Owen Hart or like the Hart legacy in general, I really think of like solid, amazing, like technical wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm not a great wrestler, but like the technical holds kind of thing, like isn't really my strong suit. So I was like, okay, where do I find the spirit of Owen Hart to guide me through this? But like having like that pure heart, the love, respect, and just like such reverence for professional wrestling is really where I saw myself being a good fit. And when I won, of course, it's like an honor. You feel all this like gratitude and you're like, oh, I worked so hard to get here. But I was able to kind of see how I could fit as like a part of us honoring him. It's like this through my spirit and who I am as a person helps honor Owen and his legacy.
And you recently had a match at Forbidden Door. So talk to me about what that was like. It was a tag team match.
This is true. So I have really loved Japanese women's wrestling pretty much since I started, a little bit before I started training, because my understanding of pro wrestling growing up was just what I saw on television. And it wasn't until I was maybe around that like 18, 19 age range where I saw like the American independence and Japanese wrestling. And that's really what made me feel like I can do this. And in the past few years, I've had the opportunity to like go to Japan. I just worked with Stardom for the first time in Philadelphia when they were here for the American Dream show. And then I got to go over there and wrestle Tam Nakano. And so when Forbidden Door was coming around, I was like, I've already dipped my toe in this pond over here. So if Chris Statlander is going to call me out and say, look for a partner, look for a Stardom partner, I was like, hey, I just wrestled like the top of the top over there, like someone I consider the best, and I fought her myself. So I'm getting Tam Nakano, and I am going to make sure that we kick your butt. And we had a great time, and we won, and we hugged and bonded after the show. So I think all in all a success for me from a wrestler's perspective. But I had all my family come out. We were in my hometown. The crowd seemed so happy. The whole show through, by the time we got to the main event, Will Ospreay versus Swerve, the crowd was like still so hyped, so much energy, stands full. So I would call it, home run.
Yeah.
Knocked it out of the park. Great show.
And it seems that you still have unfinished business with Mercedes Moné. Mm-hmm. And she's holding two championships that you've held before. And now that Britt Baker's back, it seems like Britt also has her eyes on Mercedes. So where do you leave? Where does that leave you in that sense?
So I think I can't, there's no way to overstate it. Like, Britt and Mercedes both bring so much star power to the division, right? Mercedes, her reputation precedes her. She has this like long history of wrestling in high stakes matches on high platforms. Britt is somebody who has like been the face of our division since the inception of All Elite Wrestling, and has carried that flag as like moving the women's wrestling division forward. So to see those two kind of coming from different worlds, but both being top level women wrestlers, go head to head. I mean, I don't actually know that they will, but that's kind of, it seems like the direction we're going. That's fascinating for what it can mean for all of us. I'm someone who more so only recently proved that I could also be there up there at the top with them. And TBS title, New Japan strong women's title, I would love to have both of those again sometime soon. But I'm in the Owen Hart Foundation tournament, and I want to win that, and I want to go to Wembley, and I want to face Toni Storm, and I want to beat her at All Out, at All In.
At both.
I want to beat her All In, and then I want to wrestle somebody else at All Out. And I love wrestling and just like proving my worth over and over and over again. So that's kind of where my focus is right now. Mercedes, Britt,
you better watch.
You guys, you do your do. I'll keep my eyes on you always. My eyes are always on what everyone in our division is doing. But right now, my eyes are fixated on winning this Owen and getting to Wembley.
I want to talk about your gear, because as a wrestler, that's kind of like the first introduction that people have to you, you know, before seeing you in the ring, is like what you look like and what you're wearing. How involved are you in your gear? Because I feel like you've told me before that you've bedazzled your boots before. How involved are you in that process?
Very involved in my gear. So I started sewing around 2017, about 2 years into my wrestling career, just because I like could not wait for gear makers. And I was like, I'm crafty. I'll do this myself. I'll figure it out. And I did. And I'm really lucky that I started doing that when I was like not as viewed, not as many eyes on me, because the gear wasn't like, it wasn't like TV level. But over years and years and years, as like I got more attention, my gear got better, it was more appropriate for the level I was at. Now I'm on television, I still make my own gear. And I thought at this point I would hand it off somebody else, I'd find a gear maker, and something I'm working through in therapy at the moment. But I really love having control over so many things in my own life, and especially wrestling, because it is so close to my heart. Like, the way I present myself and the way that I am seen, I just like want to have so much control over every detail. And in being able to make my own gear, even though there's not a lot of time to do it, and I'm always like last second, like in the building before the show, like trying to finish the gear at the sewing machine, I need to do it myself, because I really feel like I can capture the way that I want people to see Willow better than anyone else.
Yeah. And your gear's amazing.
Thank you.
So you've been doing great. Progress has been made.
I appreciate it.
Talk to me about your phrase, babe with the power. Where does that come from? Because I know you use it a lot.
So I am a huge David Bowie fan. I have a tattoo of him, actually, even on my calf from when I used to work at a tattoo shop. One of my coworkers was like, do you want to get a portrait of somebody on you? I'm trying to work on portraits. And I was like, not really. But like, if I had to get a portrait, let's do Bowie. Let's do it. So he's on my leg. Starred in this movie, Labyrinth, which is wild fantasy, like fever dream-ish movie for those who are unfamiliar. And one of the songs, Dance Magic Dance, they have a line that goes, you remind me of the babe. What babe? The babe with the power. And it goes on and on. But I had known that song from like when I was a kid. And by the time that being a wrestler was a part of my life and I was like, I need to find a moniker that says who I am and feels true to me, I was like, you know what? This calls back to my love of Bowie and Labyrinth. And I think the term babe, of course, like it means like baby, especially in like that movie, it specifically references a baby, but also it's like a hot girl. And I feel like in a conventional sense, some people might not have thought that about me, being that I'm like bigger or whatever. Like, but I'm like, I'm a babe. I'm a hot girl, whatever. I'm going to own it. So I loved the babe. And then power, I love because it's one, physical strength. That's, I think, very evident in professional wrestling and my style in particular. But also I feel like power is more than just saying someone's strong. You could be powerful with your aura and how you command yourself, your presence. You can be powerful. The words you say have so much weight and meaning to them. You can convey power through that. Girl power, black power, whatever. I'm the babe with the power. So that's really what it is in a nutshell. It's kind of like a lot, and like people don't have to read into it that much, but I thought that much into it. yeah.
And it's been great. I think
thank
that
you.
Phrase, it just, like you said, it signifies so much, and it, I feel like people can relate to it because I feel like anybody can be a babe with power.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be also like gender neutral, non-binary, whatever. Yes. You could be a babe.
You really
You don't
can.
Just have to be like a hot girl. You could be a hot person.
Yes.
You're a babe.
Period. So fans have really gravitated towards you and your energy. And I feel like that's because there's like such a light that radiates off of you, especially when you're in the ring. So talk to me about how that's like self-confidence, like what that journey has been like for you to get into that ring and just like radiate that.
So I think like it started as something that is like, I've mentioned it a few times in this interview, as well as like pretty much every interview I've done in my life. I love professional wrestling. It is the one thing throughout like my whole life, from the time I discovered it at like 8 years old, that I've been like, I know I like that. This is not a phase. I just like have always attached to it and identified with it. And like, if there was nothing else that like sparked joy in my life, wrestling was it. So when I finally started wrestling, that was the thing that lit me up. So I got to do my entrance, and no matter what the circumstances was, I got to do my favorite thing in the world. And then it started like shining through, and I guess that's what people attach to. And like, honestly, confidence isn't something that I necessarily had when I started in myself. I think the woman who sits in front of you and like has to step into being Willow Nightingale, like the persona that goes through the curtain, she has become a lot more confident. Ugh, not confident, not confrontational, confident, because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I feel like, so I was talking to my friends about this, and they're like, there's really no one that's like Willow. There's no one that's giving the same energy that's like, again, radiating that. So do you have anybody when you started wrestling that you kind of took inspiration from in terms of like how you wanted to be in the ring, what you were coming off of as?
So my very like first match, and maybe like the first month, I was like, I want to be a bad guy so bad. And I think there was a piece of me that just was like, I want to be in disguise and like be somebody else. And so Victoria or Lisa Marie, mm-hmm. Tara, whatever you know her as. That was, I think, like my first inspiration. But then people were kind of like, you know, you should just let your natural quirks and idiosyncrasies shine through. I think people have fun when they see you have fun. And I was like, all right, I'll give that a try. And then I just was like, I will let me be Willow. And that's when it all started clicking. And in terms of like in-ring, like I said, I was really inspired a lot by like Japanese women wrestling. So like Hamada was very influential to me at the start. Manami Toyota is like one of the best. And I don't know that I necessarily even, if her style is conveyed through my style, but it did inspire me to keep digging deeper and further and pushing myself. So I'd like to think there are like threads of that. After I broke my neck 5 years ago, I was incredibly inspired by Akira Hokuto, especially when you see me do like a big old gut wrench powerbomb in the middle of the ring. That is an homage to her and the dangerous queen bomb. So strings of that, I think that's really what inspires me. But personality wise is just like the girl I've always been, turned up to 11.
Yeah,
character wise.
I want to talk about your pounce.
Sure.
Because it's genuinely iconic, okay? It's fantastic. And I feel like the moment you do it in the ring, everyone pops. That's what everyone gets up for. Cheers. When did you start including that into your match set, into your skill set?
I think maybe like around 2019, but that could absolutely be wrong. but I feel like a while. And at first, it like wasn't really something that people had the same reaction to that they do now, because I love it. I think there is something really empowering about me leaning into the fact that I'm bigger than most of my opponents and using that to my advantage. But like now people are like, they are waiting for it. But at first, like, I didn't really know like how to do it right. People like weren't going as far and looking as crazy as they are now, because I was still trying to get the key to like really hit it right. It's all part of the craft. I was working on the craft of the pounce. And then I don't know when it was. Eventually, it just like clicked for me. And I was like, oh, this is how I put my body into it. This is how I put everything into it. And that's when I started seeing the like, whoa. And then it was just like, all right, this is one of my go-tos.
This is it.
You know? And even when you're tired, it's just like a good move to have in your back pocket to be like, I'm just going to throw every last bit of energy and like heart that I have into tossing you away. So I love it. I think it's great.
And the fans also think it's great. Let's talk about New Japan for a little bit.
Sure.
Because like I mentioned, you are a former New Japan Strong Women's Champion. Do you have hopes of going back to New Japan? Maybe even working with CMLL? You know, we saw in Forbidden Door that it was kind of a collab between all of the companies. So are you wanting to also explore those relationships and continue to work with them?
Absolutely. I, you know, we just had Wrestle Dynasty announced at Forbidden Door in January coming up, with it, which is like this conjuncture of all these different companies. And for me, I was the first woman representing AEW specifically while I was under contract to go and represent us at New Japan and represent us at CMLL. And I know there are other people on the roster who have different experiences with these companies. It's not like I'm exclusively the only one who's been wrestling overseas. But while under contract, I have gone there specifically representing AEW. And I feel like I would love the opportunity to continue to like wave that flag whenever something like this comes up. So I loved being on Forbidden Door. I hope to have the opportunity to go there again, regardless of whether it's that event or not. CMLL was the first time I went to Mexico at all in my life. Same thing for when I got to wrestle in Japan, first time I went over there. So, yeah, I'd love to. If there's ever a moment in time where I'm maybe not super caught up chasing a title like I am right now, trying to get through the Owen and get this Women's World Championship, if there's ever a time I'm not doing that and maybe taking things a little step back at AEW, I'd love to go do a tour over in Stardom for a few weeks, month, I don't know. But I just go with the flow. I see where wrestling takes me, yeah. And I jump at the opportunities.
You've said in past interviews that you kind of like grew up loving like John Cena and Trish and Lita, Matt Hardy, all icons, absolutely. Do you have favorites now that are currently like, you know, maybe yeah, they're your coworkers? They could be.
Yeah. So Bryan Danielson, I was very big into 2012, 13, 14-ish, right? I mean, and then when he came here, I was, of course, a big fan, but it didn't click for me until like maybe even a few months ago that I was like, I think Bryan's my favorite wrestler of all time. But it's just like, that's the person whose matches I always want to watch. Ospreay, I think people throw around the term best wrestler right now, and I think he lives up to it. My parents came out to the show in St. Louis, Dynasty, where I won the TBS title. And my mother had never seen Ospreay at all at this point. She's never seen him wrestle. And I was like, I promise you, you watch out for this match. You're going to love this guy. And she's like, okay. Cause she was never really a wrestling fan. She saw that match and was like, ah, what? I told her that he and Swerve were wrestling at Forbidden Door, and she streaked like a little schoolgirl, and I was like, you've changed. AEW, where the best wrestle has really changed you. And that, I think, is a testament to what we do in the ring. Yeah. I think there are so many amazing people on the roster, and like put anyone against anyone and you're gonna get like a very good match. So yeah, those are my favorites. Orange Cassidy, so many.
Yeah, and you've been working with Orange recently because he's been going through it. I don't want to say that you've been going through it, but the situations that you've just been put under, especially with Chris Statlander and Stokely, what's that been like?
I mean, we're both people who have good hearts, and you know, he may be a little more whatever about situations, yeah. But when he has passion about something, he has passion about something. We were both backstabbed by people we trust. So we found common ground in that. And I've known him for a while. You know, he was on the same scene that I was before AEW. But this is something that kind of relinked us together. And it would be cool to share a ring. I would love that. But We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Like I said, go with the flow. We see what happens week by week.
Yeah, and wrestling is so unpredictable, so literally anything
can
happen at any time. Moving away from wrestling for a little bit, I want to talk about music, because I know that you love music. What is on your playlist right now? What are you listening to? What's on the rotate?
Okay, so...
Oh, she's busting out the phone.
I can go on repeat. The last thing I looked up was Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, Paul Simon. I know that I've been listening to a lot of like Chapel Roan lately. Last year I was listening to a lot of Boy Genius. Sabrina Carpenter was someone I did not expect to be like, oh, I love this pop girly, but her hits got me
killing it.
Yeah, so a lot of that. But I also listen to like a lot of older stuff. I've got some Anita Baker on here. Charlie XCX just dropped Brat, which we're all ready for a Brat summer, right? Sheryl Crow, I've been listening to a lot when I'm sewing. I love listening to some like 90s soft rock when I sew.
Those are vibes.
Yeah. That's what's on here a lot. Phoebe Bridgers, which is hand in hand with Boy Genius. Amazing. Adrian Lenker. Got some Kacey Musgraves. Simon and Garfunkel, the 1975.
There's variety. I respect that.
Yeah, a lot. So there are like two things I like to go. When I was younger, I really liked listening to pop punk, maybe things that were a little heavier, lightly into hardcore, and like a little bit of thrash metal when I was younger. But as I've matured, I notice I lean towards like either things that are poppy or there's like soft, flowery guitars.
That's a vibe. I'm gonna have to add some of the stuff on my playlist. Same thing with you. Chapel Roan, love. Pink Pony Club has been on repeat for me. Insane. Absolutely love her.
I want to sing it at karaoke so bad. I have like this deep desire to go to a club and hear it playing and just like run around in a circle with my arms like at my sides.
Are you good at karaoke? Do you have a great singing voice?
I think I have a decent singing voice. Okay. I would not by any means say I'm a singer. Yeah. But enough that even if I do get embarrassed, I'm having a good time. I like to sing.
I love that. And I know you mentioned your one of your tattoos earlier. I want to talk about your tattoos. Do you have a favorite or do you kind of all just love them equally?
I think it changes. Mm-hmm. I really do love this like tiger with butterfly wings I have. And I have some on my calves that people don't really see and like my shins. I recently got a sad clown that is a frog. That's my most recent tattoo. And I think it might be my favorite because I feel like a sad clown sometimes.
don't we all? I know you've honestly just been such an amazing addition to the roster in AEW. What are some of the goals that you have within the company?
So I've won the Owen before. I would love to do it again. I'd love to be the first two-time winner and obviously go on and win the Women's World Championship. That's a big goal. I think I've had a presence on the past few pay-per-views, and I think that means a lot to me to be somebody that the company can depend on and put in those like high-profile matches. And I would really just love to consistently be on pay-per-views. Just that for myself is like a personal marker of like we're doing all right. It's more championships, more wins, maybe get some new friends because every friend I've made in AEW betrayed me or left me. But, you know, Orange Cassidy.
Yeah. This is the plea.
Tam Nakano. Please don't hurt me.
Well, Willow, it's been incredible chatting with you. I know that AEW is going back to Chicago. What can Chicago fans expect at the show?
Okay. Well, personally, from me, I am really planning on not just having a good match. I am planning on having a fight. I am planning on beating the snot out of Chris Statlander. So expect a lot of hard hitting out of our match. But AEW is where the best wrestle. So no matter what, you're going to have a great in-ring professional wrestling experience. In my experience, Chicago is a great city. They react. They give you a piece of their mind. And so you get to be a part of that. You get to feel the like the atmosphere of it. And that's really what I think makes live wrestling so magical is just like feeling the vibe in the arena. Yeah. And so if you want to be a part of one of the best cities to wrestle in that atmosphere,
buy that ticket.
Yeah, you'll be at the Wintrust. At the Wintrust tomorrow.
Willow, it's been just fantastic again chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining me in studio today.
Thank you for having me.
For more wrestling interviews, head over to WGNradio.com. It's Iridian Fierro here at 720 WGN.